I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and we have more on that heartbreaking story out of Bangladesh. A court in Bangladesh today gave police 15 days to question the owner of an 8-story building that collapsed last week, killing at least 380 people. The owner was arrested yesterday as he tried to escape to India. Authorities had given him permission to build a 5-story complex, but he added 3 other floors on top of those, 5 garment factories making clothes for a variety of labels sold in North America and Europe were housed in the building. The BBC's Andrew North has been at the scene where desperation is turning to resignation.
There's a sudden burst of panic. Soldiers are trying to clear the ruins of the collapsed factory complex. They fear more of it will cave in. But firefighters and volunteer rescuers are still inside, trying to free people. There's a man trapped on what was the second floor of the 8-story building.
There's at least one guy in there whose name is Shahzahan, and he said there's a 1-foot gap and they can't really clear the rubble around it. He's talking, but his voice is getting faint. The rescuers just said they were trying hard, but they can't really stay there for more than 5 minutes.
The rescuers can't breathe themselves.
Yeah.
And from a hole cut through the roof, they found more survivors in an air pocket around a pillar.
This is now a desperate effort here to rescue 4 women who were found deep inside the ruins this morning.
One of the first to find the women was one of the volunteers, Dr. Rakib Murad.
It was very difficult to get to them. They are behind a big concrete beam, and there's just a small space we can talk through. I was talking to one woman a lot, and as we were digging, she was trying to help from the other side. She was saying there were lots of bodies around her. We had to push through hundreds of bodies to get to them. The smell is overpowering.
Many of the volunteers have been young men and even boys because they can squeeze through the spaces between the floors, like 19-year-old Tanwir Ahmed, who's returned from each trip inside with stories of a dark hell.
I have amputated hands to get people out. The doctor won't go in themselves. There was a woman who had her hand trapped and she shouted, "Brother, please cut off my hand or give me a knife and I'll do it myself." There was another woman. Our team leader said, "Don't go too close or she'll grab you and won't let you go." So I just gave her water. But later, we got her out. Why do I take this risk? I have to. Imagine if it was my brother in there.
Volunteer Dr. Rakib Murad again.
"Please make sure my parents get their medicine," this woman said. And she kept saying, "Brother, brother, I've got small kids." It was so tragic. Pieces of the roof were falling down around us. It was so dangerous. But the way this woman pleaded with us, we couldn't leave them.
Giant cranes have been brought in now to start removing the rubble. The search operation is ending. Then a fire starts in the ruins and the last rescuers have to evacuate. And with them goes the last hope of saving the women and Shahzahan, the lone man trapped on the second floor.
That report from the BBC's Andrew North in Bangladesh. We want to turn to Afghanistan for one quick note. The New York Times is writing about a French diplomat leaving his post in Afghanistan for a job in Paris. The Times describes a farewell cocktail party in Kabul for France's ambassador to Afghanistan, Bernard Bajolet. As hors d'oeuvres were being served, he addressed the crowd, saying that Afghanistan is on thin ice, that the West was responsible for much of Afghans' woes, but the Afghans have failed as well, and that he can't understand how the West would schedule so much to happen in 2014. Elections, a new president, a major military transition. Frank cocktail party talk from an outgoing diplomat. Well, tomorrow we'll have more about Afghanistan with military analyst Bing West. He agrees the U.S. tried to do too much in Afghanistan, but succeeded in making sure it's no longer a sanctuary for Al-Qaeda. More from Bing West tomorrow. But we'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds, some new Twitter hacking today. We'll have that story for you here and now.